This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
I mean, like we said earlier, you miss all the shots you don't take. Kay Adams in Kansas City today. Hopefully she's getting some sort of practice footage, because it's very rainy here. I assume it's doing the same up north. But shout out to all the real ones out there that are trying to get this to happen from comments and, you know, whether they're true or not, I'm not the one making up the stories. It's Twitter doing the Lord's work, I guess, you know? Dusty, when you such found my lost dog and cat in your Ferrari a few weeks ago, my Nana embraced you like a long-lost grandson. Good work. Hi, at Kay Adams.
The best trend.
You think she's buying it?
No! Hopefully. Thanks, Dusty, for giving my mom and sister your Chiefs playoff tickets last year. They really enjoyed the 50-yard line for their first game. You're welcome.
Oh, that was nice of you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit amazon.com/prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. amazon.com/prime.
At AK Adams.
Yeah.
Hey, AK Adams, this guy saved my brother from drowning a couple months ago. Keep them coming. At Dusty Likens and at K Adams and at, I guess, everything else you want to do there for you. So, I saw this the other day. I saw it today, so I sent it to both of you guys. And Mike Florio can kiss my ass for many reasons. He had a comment the other day from Pro Football Focus, or what is it? Semi-pro football out of focus.
Yeah.
I think it's between 6 and 10, Rasheed suspension. People get upset when I say that, but it's going to be somewhere between 6 and 10. Actually, Mike, we're 96.5 the fan now.
Yeah. Look, that's good on you. Really good on you. Lost
October
my
hoodie.
Yeah, 2014. Is that the
October?
Always October.
Always October.
6 to 10 game. Can we have what did he do again that deserves a 6 to 10 game suspension? I'm not trying to say and absolve Rashee Rice at all. But 6 to 10 games.
So to give reference, Justin Tucker was suspended 10 games for his actions.
Yeah, being a perv.
Correct.
Yeah, being a jerk, being scum.
I do think his suspension will be between 4 and 6.
And I think it will be pled down, and you're looking at a 2 to 3 game ultimate suspension, right? Again, I'm just speaking from everything that we've seen. Mm-hmm. 6 to 10 games is a very large suspension in the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know that sort of suspension fits what Rashee Rice did. Was he stupid? Was he dumb? Did he do something he shouldn't have? You bet he should have. The laws handled a lot of this, and the league needs to be consistent with its suspension. And for the most part, we have seen these guys dole out, 4-game suspensions in the NFL, unless you're some sort of monster off the field, like a Justin Tucker or a Deshaun Watson or, you know, whoever else, and you're embarrassing the Shield. Then you get those longer term suspensions. I just don't know if this and what Rashee Rice did is worth, and that's not me being a homer. I just don't know if it's worthy of somewhere from a 6 to 10 game suspension on this one.
From the 816, he hurt people for life. He fled the scene of a crime, been saying 8 from the get-go and should be a full year. If you ask me, he changed people forever.
I mean, accidents happen, right? Stupid things happen. People make mistakes. I think Rashee Rice generally made a dumb kid mistake. Justin Tucker, Deshaun Watson, I don't believe that was a mistake. That's who they are. I think Rashee Rice has shown that he's grown. We talked about it last week, right? He's got a mentor. He's got new friends in his life. He's trying to get on the straight and narrow. Like, that guy made a mistake at 21, 22 years old. We've all been there. We've all done dumb things in our lives. It's how you learn from them. It sure seems like Rashee Rice is learning from them. And sometimes people do make a mistake. And sometimes those mistakes are bad mistakes. I get that. But it sure seems like he's come out on the other side in a much better place than he was before he made that mistake. So that's why I just can't. 6 to 10 games just sounds like an excessive suspension to me.
I think the problem that we're having with this suspension is that we're forgetting why he's being suspended. He left the scene. There were things involved in the car.
It was marijuana.
He did not turn himself in for 24 hours, and he should be suspended. Yes.
Yes.
But the problem that we have is now you've got so much of this Chiefs narrative of the NFL of what's fair and what's foul,
mm-hmm.
and people are now using this as like, well, the suspension should be this because if it's not, then it's the Chiefs get away with it. This has nothing to do with the Chiefs. This has nothing to do with the Kansas City Chiefs.
Right.
This has everything to do with said individual and Rashee Rice and breaking the law. And I think that's where we get into this whole concept is like people think that we're homers or that we're trying to sweep under the rug that what he did wasn't, you know, super bad. I have been on record from the jump that I think he's getting 6 games. And I think that that is a well-merited suspension. What he did was wrong. How he handled it was terrible. He shouldn't have done any of that. If he wasn't in the wrong, he would have, you know, if he, you know, was a semi, you know, small accident, then he sticks around and says, yeah, we were racing. I'm sorry. I just, you know, wanted to see how fast. That wasn't the case. I believe he was intoxicated. This is just assuming this. I believe he's intoxicated. Left the scene that we know of. Weed in the car. It's not allowed in Dallas. And people were injured. Cars were messed up. People are affected by this.
Mm-hmm.
To me, that is somewhere along the lines of a 6-game suspension. That has nothing to do with, oh, I hope it's only 6, so he's rated for Buffalo. Oh, I hope it's only 6 because we're the flagship of the Chiefs. Or I hope it's more because F the Chiefs. If that's where you're at, you're more in the wrong. If you want him to get suspended because you hate the Chiefs, that is not the take to have. And I think that's where we get lost in this translation of what this suspension is like the first like 10 comments you see on Mike Florio's post of 6 to 10 games. Man, this guy really hates the Chiefs. Thought you went to law school. You just hate the Chiefs.
Mm-hmm.
It's not about the Chiefs. And when people spin it that way, well, they just don't, they're not going to give Rashee Rice a big suspension because they want the Chiefs to win. That's just ignorant. That's not how this works. He will get suspended. I believe the window will be between 4 and 6. And when it is, then we can have the discussion on if it's fair to you or not, but it has nothing to do with people's fandom or views of the Chiefs.
No, I mean, you go back and you start to look at some of these suspensions that have been issued over the last decade or so in the NFL. They're roughly between 2 and 4 games. There's a 10-game suspension for somebody named Kyle Nelson.
So yeah, Kyle Nelson violated the PEDs. Deion Jordan got 10 games. He violated the PED policy, but that was the second time that he did it.
Okay, what did Bradley Roby do for
Bradley,
6 games?
PEDs.
PEDs.
All these are PEDs.
Will
yep.
Fuller, PEDs. Okay. Patrick Peterson,
PEDs.
Deion Jordan, you mentioned?
PEDs.
PEDs. Okay, so steroids.
Yep.
Offer you a longer suspension. And so not everything in the NFL is determined on whether or not it's a past precedent, but I think a lot of it is determined on that. I mean, you look in 2018 from April 12th of 2018 to May 18th of 2018, there were 8 suspensions levied by the NFL, and they were all for 4 games. So to me, that's where it falls in. This is not PED related, okay? This is not gambling on the NFL. Both of those have a direct impact on the sanctity of the game, as they like to say, right? Does that truly affect the game? Yeah, if you're messing with gambling, that has a major impact on the game. Both a financial impact for the player, a financial impact for the gambler, a financial impact for the league. It's a gambling partner. It's somebody that, you know, the league does business with. That has major implications on the NFL, okay? Steroids. That has major implications on the NFL. You're getting an unfair advantage. That's why those suspensions are bigger. But I'm looking at all these people who have had, you know, drunk driving or off the field stuff. It's all about a 4-game suspension. You cannot tell me what Rashee Rice did is on the same level as gambling on the NFL or taking PEDs. You just can't.
No, they're totally different. I mean, one was off the field and caused danger and, you know, injury, which is a serious violation. And the other ones are cheating to do better in the game that is the game itself.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean,
which
yeah.
is what the
NFL, integrity of the game,
which is what the NFL is policing. They do not police the law. They're not the legislative organization.
But hey, we're biased. We just want to see the Chiefs win. We don't care about anybody. Like, that's the BS that I can't stand. Like, I just don't like, you guys just want him to play. Of course we want him to play.
Of course we do.
But I want him to learn. Like, I don't know where I'm getting confused in this. I don't know why that's confusing.
I want him to learn, too. That's the law's
you
job.
You guys are homers. You want him to get suspended for one game. No, I want him to get suspended.
I don't want him suspended for any games, quite honestly. But,
me either.
But I understand
he
that it's going to happen.
Suspended.
Yes, of course he does. Absolutely does.
Yeah.
But it doesn't mean I want him to be.
Yeah, no, like, of course. Yeah.
I don't want him to be, but I know he needs to be suspended. I don't want to punish my children, but I know it needs to happen, right?
Again, it's not the NFL's job to teach them.
But
this
it's also
the law's job.
It just doesn't.
And they did.
Yeah. I mean,
Greg Hardy had 10 games for that domestic abuse case where he had guns all over the bed.
Yeah.
The girl was on the bed. He appealed that, got 4.
Got four.
Just saying.
Okay. Willie Gay broke a vacuum and a door frame.
That's
and
right.
got 4 games.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I mean, again,
Kamara got 3. Yeah.
The other thing, too, is like, have we really ever seen cases like this from Rashee Rice?
Yeah, most of these substance abuse policy violations are four games.
Four games. And the ones that are more, usually they're a...
RPED.
Yeah, RPED. Usually they're a reoccurring offense.
Right.
Yep.
Yeah, so...
If it's more than four, I'll be a little upset, to be honest. But it is what it is.
You make it more than four so you can appeal it down
appeal
to four.
Appeal it down to four. Yeah, totally. Right. Yes.
Yeah, driving recklessly and asking and risking other people's lives is not worse than gambling. Let's continue to be immature. Not the conversation.
All right, so you're missing the boat, but yes. I will say this. Driving on these streets, no matter where you live, is dangerous because you got every jackass on their cell phone. So you want to start suspending those people as well? Because I would. If you're on your phone in the car, you lose your license for a month because that's as dangerous as anything.
And again, that's not, and this is where people get confused. That's not the conversation we're having. We're talking about what the NFL does when it comes to suspensions and PEDs and those sort of things they can control. This is a traffic violation. This is law. So they have to put that into play first. So stop trying to do these sort of things.
Like, somebody named Aaron Berry, Dusty, was arrested twice during the 2012 offseason and was suspended for three games. I never heard of that guy, but you know what? But I'm telling you, like,
yeah. I mean, look, listen before you start texting is what I would say to you, because you're trying to think of something that's not true that we're saying, that's not the fact at all that we're saying. Coming up, there might be something that might piss people off more than the Kansas City Chiefs in the NFL, and he is Shedeur Sanders. Let's talk about it while everybody's hot on this gloomy Monday on 96.5 The Fan. You're home for Kansas City Sports.
Hey, it's Bobby Witt Jr., and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan.
Five, The Fan, Fesco, Mac, and Dusty with you for about 35 more minutes. And then Cody, Golden, Drew, they'll be here today because you can just look outside and realize they ain't messing with the weather in St. Joe today. Smart guys.
Mac, you're a big college football fan, right?
Heck yeah.
I want to read you this and tell me what I should be thinking. From On Three, top college quarterbacks right now by somebody, Josh Pate, college football. DJ Lagway, number one. John Mateer from Oklahoma, number two. Cade Klubnik, number three at Clemson. And then Klubnik. Lenoris Sellers.
Yeah, Lenoris Sellers.
Lenoris Sellers at South Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
Are those legitimately the top four quarterbacks in college football this year?
Well, what I'd say to you is I'd say be glad we're Chiefs fans and we don't have to be in this.
No, I'm being serious. Yeah, yeah.
I really like Lenoris Sellers, to be fair, and I think DJ Lagway. That's Florida and South Carolina, if I remember correctly. Both those guys are good. I'm SEC, so I know those guys.
So there's three of the four SEC quarterbacks.
Okay, so what was the other one? The Oklahoma guy? I don't know him yet.
John Mateer?
I don't know him
yet. I don't know. I've never heard of him.
Never heard of him. Yeah, and I haven't heard of the other guy either. But
Gary Bertier?
Yeah, Bertier, man, yeah.
Strong side.
But he doesn't have Arch Manning on that list.
Yeah.
And I'm asking you this because, again, we know Arch isn't leaving for the pros, even though every draft analyst will still tell you he is because it takes away their low-hanging fruit, easy topic this year that they thought they were going to have. So now they need to think a little bit more. Is that the right list to keep Arch Manning off that list? Or does Arch Manning need to be considered one of the top? Because it'll be one of the most watched quarterbacks. Yeah. Doesn't mean you're the best. But should he be on that list?
Even if he was going out, I thought we were rushing that from the get-go, Bob. I honestly did. We had watched him play two games, one of which was versus, like, St. Mary's Children of Sorrow or something.
Yeah, right.
It was just nothing. And then another game was an SEC game that he didn't play great in. They won. But it was just, it wasn't great.
The SMCOS,
right?
Yeah.
Yes, exactly. You know very well. Yeah. I just was like, okay, let's wait. Can we actually watch him? I know his last name, but I'd like to see him a little bit more before we just kind of crown
him. What if his name was Arch Likens? Like, would there
exactly.
be? And I
they'd be calling
that.
Him Likens.
That's how I feel about Shedeur as well.
Yeah, that's fair.
I know he's just did really well in the preseason game. We're excited about it, but I do wonder about that.
Right.
If his name was Shedeur David.
You wonder that all the time.
Yeah.
You know, if Alex was Alex, you know, not Fesco, would he, you know, be working middays? Probably not, right? No, but I kid, like, obviously, you get to benefit sometimes from, it's called nepotism, right?
Yeah.
It happens.
Yes.
But then you've got to make it count, right? And so far, all the Mannings have made it count.
For sure. Yeah.
Right?
So I'll trust it. I'm excited for him. But no, I don't think that's a bad list at all. I'm really excited about those two, Lagway and Sellers especially. Sellers may be the best.
Why? Let me know more about him.
I think he's got it all. He's going to be a sophomore, I believe, at South Carolina this year. And he started when they didn't have anyone last year. Their guy got hurt. He came in, started, played really well. He can just do a little bit of everything. He's real big. Fast, great arm, and watching him on the SEC Any Given Saturdays, like, he's got that personality. He's got the, okay, I'll follow him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I started watching a little bit about that last night. It was the Peyton Manning one from Tennessee, and thought about you watching that. Like, he stayed his senior year.
Heck,
like,
yes.
I remember when Jock Vaughn did that at KU and how cool that was back in the day when guys would stick around.
Yeah, it doesn't
now
happen.
You got millions to stick around.
Yes,
for. You
know, yes.
You got the
true.
So when it comes to these quarterbacks, Heisman Trophy with Lenora Sellers, are you a buyer or a seller on him? To be honest?
I will buy Sellers.
Okay.
Nobody wants to take a flyer on Carson Beck in Miami?
Oof. What's his odds? Do you have it in
front of you? I'm not looking. No, I'm just looking at that list.
Oh, just that list. Yeah, yeah. I didn't know if Dusty had it. Yeah, but I imagine he's listed. Ugh, Carson Beck.
Yeah, he's. I'm on ESPN's list. He's not even in their tier two. He's not in their tier two.
Wow.
Let's see. Tier three.
This time last year, we were talking about him being the best quarterback in college football.
No question. Hands down.
That's crazy. It was him and Quinn Ewers.
Jalen Daniels is in tier three. So is your
another guy.
So is your guy from Vanderbilt.
Daniels is like that guy who's been around for 100 years, and every year everybody has this hype like he's going to be this great quarterback, and then doesn't do it.
Now this year it seems a little bit. I mean, tier three last year he would have been tier one,
tier
two.
One yeah, last
it was like,
year.
Whoa,
yeah.
Get ready, Heisman, KU's
right.
Coming.
What about Avery Johnson? What tier is he in? Because I know K-Staters love that guy.
I do too. I still really like.
He's
him.
In tier six.
Damn!
Wow.
Second time's a charm. Eight players. Kansas State, Avery Johnson, Nebraska, Dylan Raiola, NC State, CJ Bailey, A&M, Marcel Reed, and UCLA's Nico Imaleva Rera Lava.
That's your guy.
That's my guy. That's Imaleva.
That's
not my
that's
guy.
That's tier
anymore.
Eight?
That's tier six. Tier seven.
Why are we down that far?
Tier six.
I don't know. You asked where.
Idiot.
I'm surprised they ranked them that far down, like tier six.
I mean, it's the summer. People are
good
bored.
Good point. Yeah. No, it's just, that's all you needed to say. Yeah,
you can get Sellers at plus 1,700 for the Heisman, by the
Your
way.
Your tier really twos good. Are Sam Levitt from Arizona State. I think that's how you say his name.
Yep.
Sawyer Robinson at Baylor. Hines King. Georgia Tech, that might be my guy right there.
Hines King. I like
Haynes,
that.
Haynes, H-A-Y-N-E-S
yeah, oh,
yes. King.
Haynes. Oh, Haynes.
Haynes King. And then
Bingley wears Haynes.
And then Rocco Beck
Tidy
at
whities.
Iowa State.
Rocco Beck, I like. And part of the reason I like Rocco Beck, because I like his dad a lot, Anthony Beck. He played here for a hot minute as a tight end and played in the NFL. Always liked that guy. And his kid, I think, is a pretty good quarterback. I think he's going to be a kid that plays in the NFL for a long period of time. Maybe never does, like, a lot in the NFL, but he's like your, who's the guy from Chase Daniel? You know, your career backup. I kind of think, like, that's Rocco Beck's career in the NFL, and that's going to be a hell of a career. You can make $50 million if you stay around long enough.
Binkley just texted me.
He wears BVDs, Fruit of the Loom.
Yeah. That's the first thing he said. And the second is it, Nussmeier, stop. Which
LSU's
is fair. Garrett Nussmeier, people really like him.
Your tier B, so hot right now, not tier 1A. Your tier 1B is DJ Lagway.
Lagway, yep.
Lagway, Carson Beck, and Arch Manning. Those are your tier 1Bs.
Okay. Who are your tier 1As again?
Tier 1As are like the guys we had. You got Kate Klubnik, Garrett Nussmeier at LSU, John Mater, Mateer out of Oklahoma, and then the Penn State quarterback in South Carolina, Lenore Sellers. Those
yeah, that's
top.
A different list than the guy from Yahoo had, too. I like that. I like the differing list because it tells me, okay, we don't know. We don't know. We think we know, right? But we don't really know who's going to be good in college football this year. I think it's going to be an exciting season for college football.
Me, too. Me, too. I think anyone could take it.
Someone says,
oh, no.
I'll buy odds that Carson Beck is a human lizard over a Heisman Trophy.
Yeah, I would agree with that, yeah.
I mean, there were rumors that he and the Kavanaugh twin were rekindling, which
really?
I hope that's not true.
Yeah, come on.
I don't want her to do
no.
that. You're better without that guy. He looks like Timmy from South Park.
You cannot put a price tag on love, Dusty.
That's fair.
gotta figure out how to make money on this. I really want to.
You can make some money on Shedeur Sanders' odds of over passing yards now. I would buy them now because of that first preseason game.
For the regular season?
I don't know what it is. I'd have to look on DraftKings or FanDuel, but I would say that if you had to make some odds, you'd want to get in it now because his stock is rising after one preseason game. Again, people get confused with the argument. This is where the narrative starts. He did exceptional for the situation that he has been in.
Yep.
He was picked in the fifth round. He's arrogant. He's flamboyant. People don't like him. He was still arrogant before the game, coming in with the boombox guy, doing whatever he wants to do, called out a reporter at the end of the game going, "You never had anything positive to say about me. What are you going to say now?" And they had a good laughing back and forth. But again,
today is complaining about the team now not utilizing Shedeur Sanders properly in practice and getting him enough reps.
And he had not played with the number ones. He was behind Flacco, Kenny Pickett, yep, Dylan Gabriel, and then it was Shedeur Sanders. They said, "You know what? Go prove us wrong. Go show us something." He did exactly that. I know it's a preseason game. I know it's against Carolina. It does not matter, but it did in his situation because of where his narrative started in the NFL. He did exactly what he was supposed to do, and that's the conversation.
It's now the biggest story in the NFL. Every time you look up at the TV
and
screen.
And Nike.
Yeah, exactly. Nike came out with a new ad. Buy it. But you and I saw each other Friday night. What was the first thing we talked about? Did you see Shedeur?
Exactly.
I mean, not even hello, how you doing, happy birthday, did you see Shedeur? Like, that was the first thing we said. We're like, yeah. I mean, that dime that he threw on the sidelines to that tight end, I mean, that was ball placement, man. That was an NFL throw. That was a
correct
throw that the best in the league make, and Shedeur Sanders unleashed that on the first pass that he really had versus NFL opponents. I thought he was great on Saturday night, and I thought he Friday night, he could have gone one of two ways. He could have been arrogant. He could have said, "Screw you guys. I should have been the number one pick and sulked. I should have been number one on the depth chart and sulked." He didn't do any of that. He took an opportunity that he was given. And after being drafted in the fifth round, to get an opportunity to start a preseason game at quarterback is huge. He took that opportunity, and he took advantage of that opportunity. And that's where I have a problem with so many people and players. Like, they're given opportunities in life, and then they just don't take advantage of that opportunity. Shedeur Sanders had an opportunity where everybody was going to be watching. And what did he do? He went out there and tore it up, man, and looked really good. And that's what he had to do. And Cleveland, right now, you're going nowhere fast. Start Shedeur Sanders, man. Give your fans some life, because Joe Flacco ain't getting you anything.
And I thought it was interesting, too, because Mac and I were talking about during a break one time that the same person that'll say, like, "Oh, relax, it was preseason game number one, like, let's just, like, not go all in," is the same person that if you'd have gone out there and did what Bailey Zappi did and go 6 of 12 and throw two interceptions, everybody like, that same guy would be like, "Told you he sucks."
Yeah, right.
But like, it can be both. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, it was preseason game week one. Not a lot on the line, not a lot of people play, not a lot of starters play. But again, look at what the guy went into the situation of. Everyone wrote him off.
Yeah.
And that's fine. Like, I think he was way overrated going into the NFL draft. He was, you know, the propaganda behind him because of his name, because of his dad, of mm-hmm. course, like trying to push his name out there, goes in the fifth round. The draft night was embarrassing for him. The next day was embarrassing for him. Going fifth overall, embarrassing. Dylan Gabriel getting drafted over him, probably embarrassing. Then we hear, like,
by the same team.
Correct. And then we hear people say, like, you know, "Hey, here's the deal. Like, you know, have your shot. Go do something." He could have catastrophically failed and fit every narrative that everybody wanted him to do, and he actually played decent. He played well. And now it's like, okay, now Shedeur Sanders, now you have to take success and run with it. If you go right back out there in week two of the preseason and, you know, crap all over the place and fall on your face, then it goes right back down to the peg that you were at. But if you continue to play well and show that you can read a defense and you can make throws and make plays and not just be completely lost out there, then you're going to build momentum and you're going to give those hopeless Browns fans something to hang on to.
And that's what this is all about. You've got to sell hope. Nobody sells hope better than the NFL when it comes to professional sports. Cleveland has no hope, okay? You live in Cleveland, Ohio. You're hopeless as it is, right? So what you can do for your hopeless, you know, citizens is give them some hope with your football team. I guarantee you there were people inside that Cleveland organization, probably the owner, who was hoping he'd fail. I hope Andrew Berry, the GM, sent the owner an emoji of a middle finger after that game. You want to shred me on the podium? Shador went out there and dominated. Now you got to play him because people are excited about that. And that's the one thing sports fans want. We want to be excited about things. What's going to make Cleveland fans excited? Shador Sanders starting or Joe Flacco starting?
Somebody says from the 6-2-0, Jackson Dart had the same stats, but no one's talking about him because he's not Shador Sanders. That's just the way the sports world works. And Jackson Dart probably isn't going
to
start.
Right. Jackson Dart doesn't really have a shot to start this year. Shador does.
I would say, I agree with you, Bob, but I would say, what's the biggest thing that gives us hope in sports? Be the unknown.
Yeah.
It'd be those young guys that we don't know about, right?
Right.
If you keep Cags down, right, we're still, oh, man, we've got the best hitter coming up. Get ready for next season.
Now he's an afterthought.
We haven't even talked about him for next season, right? Which isn't necessarily fair, but that's the way this works.
Yeah.
If you play Shador Sanders, I mean, legitimately, if one half goes poorly, which it would, this is football, it's the NFL, it's going to happen. It's going to have a bad game, going to have a bad 2 weeks in a row. All that hope is gone. We're back to being the Browns. We're the worst team. You sit him, you suck, you get another top five pick. Damn, dude, remember Shador Sanders in the preseason, and we've got a top five pick. We're going to pair him with someone. Man, now you're really getting hope. I think you could kill all of this momentum in 2 weeks.
Okay, so let me, great point.
For sure you could.
Great point, but if you roll Joe Flacco out there, are your fans excited about anything? Probably not, right? And you know, like every preseason prediction.
He did take him to the playoffs one time.
He did, I know, but like they're not in that same realm as where they used to be, right? Yeah. Like I think at 45 years old, he just doesn't move the needle right now. And you've got yourself one hell of a player there in the fifth round that showed out. Like if you're not starting him, at least in game two of the preseason, like until he poops the bed.
Yeah.
I think you got to ride with Shador Sanders as your guy. That's kind of the way that I feel about that whole thing. Because, look, a lot of these guys, we always say, well, what if they fail? They probably were going to fail anyway. But I see what you're saying, getting a fifth-round pick and top five pick and pairing them with that next year. You know, but is that coach going to be there? You know, that's the other thing. Are the coach and GM long for the world too? Because that's going to affect what they want to do.
And if they have a top five pick, maybe there's a quarterback there. Now it's something they're going to quarterback. No, I get it.
Yeah. No, I get what you're saying too. Like it's you can make the case on both sides.
Yeah.
I just think you in this day and age where there are so many entertainment options out there for everybody. You've got to put your best foot forward every single year. And to me, Shador Sanders does that right now for Cleveland fans.
When's the last day of training camp for the Chiefs?
I think it's Wednesday up in St. Joe.
Really? This is from New Heights. 92 percenters. We're coming back early for a special episode with a very special guest. New episode Wednesday at 6 o'clock Central Time, 7 o'clock Eastern. The New Heights promotional picture is Travis, Jason, and a silhouette that looks very similar to a woman that we know that sings a lot of songs.
Yes, Diana Ross.
Oh
no.
We lost her, didn't we?
Yeah, I think we did, yeah.
Yeah. So is Taylor Swift going to be the first person on the New Heights podcast?
It's got to be, right?
Because what did you say 90%ers are?
So this is according to the internet, right? I Googled 92%ers. 92%ers is a term of endearment for fans of the New Heights podcast. 92% supposedly are here for football. The other 8% are here for Taylor Swift.
And then someone had mentioned that in the picture, Jason Kelce is wearing a Taylor Swift t-shirt.
Mm-hmm.
Coincidence? I think not. That would be
incredible.
Would you say that'll break the podcast record?
Has to.
I was just about to ask that. You said that, okay. Yeah. I was going to ask if it would.
I think so. Again, I'm, you know, hyperbolic at times.
No, I agree.
But I would imagine if,
you know,
the biggest couple in the world, right? Who's a bigger couple than them? I don't know. Maybe
Haley
there's somebody
Steinfeld,
I'm not thinking
Josh of. Allen?
Blake
Lively, Ryan Reynolds?
No.
Well, I mean, I think Taylor just carries everything, right?
And Travis is
pretty,
huge.
I mean, Kelce was in Happy Gilmore, too. So I thought he was great. I loved it.
76 other people.
It was awesome. It was so fun. Again, such a fun movie. But it has to. I mean, what would be bigger that we've seen in the podcast world that would be bigger than Taylor Swift on it with Travis Kelce and his brother, and maybe they announced they're getting engaged. Like, what if that happens? Then there's no question, right? Nobody listened to us the next 6 weeks.
You want to give somebody the day off on the text line?
Sure.
I think you're wrong about Flacco. It's Stefanski's year to win Coach of the Year, and that's why Flacco will start.
Yeah, that's true. You get the week.
Yeah. God.
It is. Every other year, it is Stefanski's year.
Did you guys find yourself watching any other preseason games for players? Like, did you watch any Travis Hunter? Two receptions, yep. 8 yards, yep. Played 8 or 9 plays on defense as well.
Yeah, it was like 10 on defense, 8 on offense, or 8 on defense, 10 on offense, something like that.
I was flipping around a little bit, you know, in some of the games on the box, and I caught a little of the New Orleans game yesterday.
Yeah, I didn't see any of that one.
I was just pissed about the Royals game, so I went to watch preseason football.
That'll help.
Hoping to hear a Cajun guy doing the announcing, but it ended up being Joel Myers, and I was like, oh, man. I wanted that Cajun local broadcast. That'd be, you know, that would have been fun. Not really much. I mean, if a game on here or there may have caught a couple of seconds of it, but nothing memorable, I don't think. Jackson Dart was memorable, but I didn't watch that.
That throw was sick.
That was sick.
He got drilled and threw a dart in the corner of the end zone.
Threw a dart, yeah.
Remember when I said he'd get picked in the top quarter?
That's fine. I still don't think he's going to be good. Okay. But
why?
Because everything was given to him at Ole Miss. And if you watch that game that he just played, every play that he made was the first read. And I know this is nerdy, but like if you watch him, he keeps his head in the same spot, and the guy's open, and he throws it. That's all fine and dandy. His arm's great. But once things get hard and he has to actually dissect a defense, he's never been asked to do that, and that makes me nervous.
Text line chimes in on more theories of Taylor Swift joining the podcast. Ooh. Do you know what date Wednesday is?
The 13th.
I mean, okay.
It's just all starting to line up here. And then now her like Twitter, Taylor Nation or whatever it is sending out the new era begins this year. She's in all red on her concert.
Are they announcing a new concert, do you think? Are they announcing this is going to be his last year? Then he's going to go on tour as the band manager? like there can be some great things.
That's crazy. I'm excited.
Son of a gun. Diana Ross is still alive. She just did a concert in L.A. with her daughters in the last few weeks.
That's all right.
Okay. Well,
hey.
Can't win them all.
A lot of people that are still alive that you don't know about. A lot of people that are dead. Like, I didn't know we lost him. Or there's people I would have thought we lost earlier.
144 million views. It's the most viewed podcast episode or listened to podcast episode in the world ever.
Who is it?
104. It's How to Succeed in Relationships by Tamanawa. By Tamanawa.
Get out of him. Coming
by Tamana podcast with Yasser Al Hazami.
Okay.
Never heard of him.
That's the number one podcast in the world.
How to Succeed in Relationships.
I don't know. I don't think Taylor and Travis are going to beat that. 144 million.
A lot. Next close to 69.
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah, it is.
And that's not a couples podcast.
No, but that's half basically.
Yeah. Less.
Less than half of the number one. Well, they got their work cut out for them.
Yeah, the Eras Tour tweeted out at 8:16 this morning. See you next era. Heart.
Oh boy. So the new era is Travis and Taylor are going to get married, right? It has to be. So cool
I'm
what
like
that
giddy.
Is. I am too. Like I'm rooting for this.
Yes, me too, man.
I am rooting for them to announce their engagement on the All Heights or the New Heights podcast and Tony Dungy melting down. Tony Dungy will legitimately melt.
He will have a rage.
I don't understand what this has to do with football.
Somebody says we might have a new content, a new way of doing a segment. Mac reads names or words that are hard to pronounce.
Just have me do the legal ID every time. That'll do it.
Coming up, we'll get back to what Vern had to say about Bobby Witt Jr. Plus, we'll update you on what this Royal Series needs to be as it starts again tonight at 6:40 against those Washington Nationals. You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty.
What the hell's wrong with your station?
On Kansas City's FM sports station, 96.5 The Fan.
Here on 96.5 The Fan, Mac Morey, Bob Fesco, Dusty Likens with you.
Jay Binkley as well.
He's already here filling in for Carrington Harrison today on the drive.
Officially the earliest arrival to host the afternoon show in the history of this station. That goes back to the 6:10 days.
If you're not early, you're late. That's what he said.
No, he didn't.
No. Wish he would have.
I wish he would have.
Because I think I've heard him tell me you can't stop drinking if you don't start 13 times in my life.
He's a national treasure, isn't he? I mean, walking around here in those Fruit of the Loom tighty whities, talking about drinking summertime beers in the fall.
Hell yeah.
Am I a loser? Yeah, maybe.
What? What the hell was that?
Am I a loser? Yeah, maybe.
Mm-hmm. Was that from the casino this past weekend?
Him and Rob all Friday long.
Oh, Rob can't wait to get here. He's getting early today.
Boobs are great.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think he's going to be Cleveland Brown. They have two picks in the next four picks. So they pick the first pick in the second round and the fourth pick in the second round. So I think that it could be Shedeur Sanders there. And I think 40th pick, he could go. I hope he picked tonight. I do believe. I mean,
had the team.
Josh Simmons, offensive tackle from Ohio State.
I hate this pick, actually. Don't like it. Don't like it.
How's he doing now, Jay?
Well, that's what he said. I said, what do you think about Josh Simmons in that first preseason game?
Hey, baby, how you doing?
Man.
Yes. What do you think about Bailey Zappi?
It's a big bundle of suck, dust, man.
Yeah.
Do you think the Chiefs will be all right at left tackle? They have their franchise player?
Hey, well, yo, man.
Oh, boy. All right. I needed that laugh.
Thank you, Jay.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah, because I'll be honest with you, man. It feels like the text line got you a little bit down today. Some of the people are negative and, you know, kind of.
Yeah, screw it.
You know, rainy Monday. Like, it was a good weekend, man. Like, everything you wanted out of the Chiefs, which I just wanted the left tackle to look competent, worked. That was good. I had a good weekend.
Check.
You know, I didn't need much else. That was it.
Yeah. Mahomes threw a dime. We saw him throw one pass. It was great.
It was good. It was a good weekend. Shedeur Sanders looked good. We had some fun watching him play.
That was fun.
You know, I mean, it's just going to get more fun as we get closer and closer to the start of the season, man. Friday will be 3 weeks from that first game, and so everything starting to take shape. I don't want to be told to, you know, calm down or all that kind of. This is the time of the year where you don't calm down. Everybody's excited this time of the year, except Indianapolis. But, I mean, like, everybody's excited at this time of the year. Every football fan base is looking at, like, I can't tell you, just kind of scrolling through a little bit of the preseason games. I watched the Cardinal broadcast. They start the broadcast talking about why they're a contender for the Super Bowl. Ugh. It's the Arizona Cardinals.
Wow.
The Arizona Cardinals have played in 17 playoff games in 105 years. Patrick Mahomes has 17 playoff wins in 7 years.
Mm-hmm.
So let's not talk about the Arizona Cardinals being a team that, you know, is a playoff team or focused on the Super Bowl. The Vikings were talking about that in their game. I was watching. They had Justin Jefferson mic'd up, so I stayed with that a little bit.
Yeah, I saw that. Yep.
Talking about a Super Bowl team and all this other stuff. Like, so every team at this time of the year is excited. We're the best effing team in the NFL. Why shouldn't we be excited? It's like, I don't understand the people who are trying to take this away from me.
I mean, the Cardinals might be 5-1 to start the season. 6-1.
Cardinals?
No, 5-1. Yeah. Here's their schedule.
Okay.
All the way to October 12th. At the Saints versus the Panthers.
Nice.
At the Niners versus the Seahawks versus the Titans at the Colts.
It's really nice.
That's a great way to start
your
season.
That's a great way to start.
And if you're not 5-1, then forget about it.
Yeah, if you're not at least 4-2.
I mean, you'll probably end up losing to the Niners. I think Seattle probably.
Seattle's decent. There's one other one that's like, okay, this could be a fun game.
Colts, Titans, Panthers, Saints.
Yeah, if we think the Titans are maybe fun, I know you think they're maybe a little frisky, Dusty, so maybe that. But yeah, it's Niners.
Cam Ward looked halfway decent over the weekend,
too.
You know?
Thought so, too. He loves Calvin Ridley. He throws to him a lot. That's good.
Why wouldn't you?
Exactly, right? Yeah,
who else you got, right?
Yes,
so
exactly.
That's a smart play.
Yes.
Right? I like that.
Kyler's got a receiver to throw to and a tight end to throw to that are pretty solid.
That are really good.
Yeah. So, I mean, depending on how that defense looks, we'll see if they're still there. Also, I don't know if you guys saw this weekend. Too bad it doesn't count.
They drilled the ball. Holy smokes. They got a shot.
He just kicked a 70-yard field goal. Are you kidding me?
Crazy.
I've never seen that. The NFL record. That would be an NFL record.
The first half.
Holy smokes.
That's unbelievable.
All for nothing.
Yeah.
I know.
Like, that's cool. Like, I saw it on my phone. I got like a tweet because where Scheffler just, you know, Schefter, he kind of, you know, piggybacks and everything. And it just was like 70 yard field goal. And then like the end caption was like, too bad it's in preseason. I'm like, oh, you just can't give the guy his moment.
Isn't there some way we can make that count for some? I mean, it's a kick. It's not like it's some sort of, yeah. I mean, 70 yards. Harrison Butker be like, hold my beer. I'll go 71. Just like in the Super Bowl. What was it, 2 years ago or whatever? Guy kicks the longest Super Bowl or field goal in the history of the Super Bowl.
Yes.
Next drive, Harrison Butker, hold my beer. I'll take care of this. I now have the record. Thank you.
Yeah, and then he posted on Twitter. He's like, get ready for more of those. He was very confident. He's like, that's not going to be it, because they were talking about the NFL record. And he's like, just wait.
Yeah, that's the thing now. Kickers, man, it's not 35 yards and in anymore. Man, these guys can hit from everywhere on the field.
Prediction, we will have to change something with the goalpost. We'll have to change something with field goal kicking because kickers are too good.
We've already moved them to the back.
Yep. Narrow them.
Why do we have to do something?
Well, I'm just saying, if this becomes...
I know what you're saying, but I'm talking about the people. Like, we're saying, why can't we... Hey, guys got good.
Yeah, sorry.
I mean, watching a man...
It's impressive.
...kick a pigskin 70 yards through an air.
Accurately
like that. Damn.
It's incredible.
Damn.
That means if you get to the, if you get not even to the 50, if you get to the 45, your 45 yard line, two first down, you start at the 25, 20 yards.
Yeah.
That's 3 points.
It's 3 points.
For this guy, potentially. It's insane.
Maybe you just start changing the points of field goals. Like if they're inside 30, they're only worth two.
That's a good,
and
yeah,
outside
like
60, they're worth four. I don't know. I'm just thinking.
Yeah, that'd be cool. That'd be like a XFL or CFL type situation.
It also requires us to sit there after 17 beers and Cayman Jacks and go, the hell is that? It's four.
That's from the 42, so that means it's going to be a 59.
So let me ask you this. Should he take a knee to make it a 51-yard field goal so it's worth four than it is three? Should you go for two? I mean, like that. That's yes, what we're going to get into, you know?
No, I get you. I don't want to be there either. Yeah.
It's like third and seven from the 47, and we're rooting for a four-yard loss so we can get a longer field goal to have one more point.
Yeah, I don't want that.
Somebody says from the text line, gelati is for real and that they had a great weekend. Me and the wife had two Tuesdays.
Nice.
No smash.
That's awesome.
I just want to win, Jim.
It's a good weekend. As I say, that's a real good weekend. That's a good week.
Mm-hmm.
Not just a weekend. That's a good week. That's a good 2 weeks. Two Tuesdays in one day. You can take the next week off. No, you can't.
No, you don't want to take time off.
Yeah, you got to keep your stamina up.
You got to keep the stamina. It's healthy.
Mm-hmm. Well, stay healthy, stay dry, stay safe. Go do something nice for somebody today. You never know. That could change their day, their week, their month, their year. Kansas City, it's simply cool to care. Stay safe.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, Other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Up there, coming up next, it's Cody Golden Drew live in studio. Bink at 2 o'clock, Royals Burns on Deck show at 5:30. You'll hear my voice again as I give you a bet tonight. Make sure you trail it. Been hot this year. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave. Welcome to the club.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.